USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the FBI is being viewed by many Americans as weaponized against their political opponents, Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania, said three FBI agents approached him while he was traveling with his family Tuesday and took away his cell phone. The congressman was not told why federal agents took his cell phone, but wrote in a statement that the contents of his personal phone are not the government's business. Like a Hillary Clinton deplorables moment, the GOP, angered after President Trump's home was raided by automatic machine gun-toting FBI agents and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government, is demanding answers. Republican representative from Kentucky, James Comer on Newsmax.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Representing a significant escalation in the war, Ukraine's Air Force said Wednesday that nine Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea. Russia denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. A primary suspect in the recent murders of Muslim men in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area has been arrested.
Police in Albuquerque are announcing an arrest in connection with a string of murders that have rocked the Muslim community.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community, Aftab Hussein and Mohammed Faisal Hussein.
That's Police Chief Harold Medina. The two murders remain under investigation, and detectives will continue to work with the district attorney's office on potential charges for those. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Trump said Wednesday that he refused to answer questions from New York prosecutors led by State Attorney General Letitia James about his resort and real estate businesses during the state's tax investigation. Trump said in a statement today, "I decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution," end quote, as he was referring to the Fifth Amendment. Due to JYNNEOS vaccine shortages at the federal level, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization on Tuesday that allows healthcare providers to reduce the dosage of the monkeypox vaccine to one-fifth of what it had been given till now. The United States has recorded nearly 9,000 monkeypox cases this year. The FBI raiding President Trump's Florida home at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
Well, I assume they showed something to the Secret Service to actually get onto the premises. When I first got there, I was the first attorney to arrive on behalf of President Trump, and I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it, and then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded.
NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.